I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haitians have spent this week waiting for the other shoe to drop. After more than 10 days of violent anti-government protests, Haiti's taken a step back from the brink. But Bethany Global's Christy Gleason warns that doesn't mean the crisis is over.
Things have calmed down enough to allow people to get out of their houses, to restock, to get water, to take a little breather. But from what we're hearing on the ground and what we're seeing is that it is a very uneasy break, and people on the ground are very much expecting things to tick back up.
There are two things we can do. First, stay on top of what's going on in Haiti. Dig for the stories. And then second,
we need the prayer warriors to step up and really keep Haiti in their prayers. I think that right now is the biggest effort that can be done from the U.S. side.
And daily life is a struggle for nearly 300 million people in India who are illiterate.
It's almost the entire population of the United States. So can you imagine that, everybody in the United States not being able to read or write? That's what it looks like in India.
That's Jennifer Vandermeulen of Mission India. She shared this with me during a recent conversation.
It's one thing to see a need, and it's another thing to do something about it. My hope is that people all over, when they hear about the incredible need for people to know Christ in India, paired with the incredible need for literacy, that people are motivated to give to change people's lives.
On March 7th, Mission India is teaming up with Proverbs 31 Ministries to raise support for their adult literacy classes. You can reserve a seat or find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.